Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Hey, thanks, Bill. It is Tuesday, January 3rd. Say it with me, 2023. It's the first time I've said that out loud. Here's what's happening today in America. Terror in Times Square. Congress moves to ban TikTok. A weight loss pill could become the best-selling drug of all time. And action fans flock to see the new Avatar sequel. Wait till you find out how much money they made their first week. First, I hate to start the new year with a story like this, but in Times Square, 10:11 p.m. on New Year's Eve night, a 19-year-old man approached a police officer outside of a security checkpoint, came up behind an officer, and attempted to strike him over the head with a machete. He then did strike two other officers in the head. One officer shot him in the shoulder. All the police officers were taken to the hospital. They're in stable condition. The suspect is still alive. Sources say the 19-year-old became fixated with radical Islamic ideology in just the weeks before the attack. Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is on a crusade to ban TikTok. He sponsored a bill to ban the Chinese-owned app. He says TikTok is digital fentanyl. He says there are two reasons why. First, quote, it's highly addictive and destructive, and we're seeing troubling data about the corrosive impact of constant social media use, particularly on young men and women here in America. He said it's also digital fentanyl in the sense that it goes back to the Chinese Communist Party. The omnibus bill had a section in there to ban TikTok from all government devices. A new weight loss drug could become the best-selling drug of all time if the FDA approves the drug, which is called tirzepatide. Have you heard of this? Have you ever heard of tirzepatide? You will. The FDA is expected to approve that, and Bank of America estimates that Lilly, which is the pharmaceutical company based out of Indianapolis, could make $48 billion a year. $48 billion, just for perspective. The drug that makes the most money every year in America is Humira. It's an arthritis drug. They make $20 billion. And they're thinking this one could make $48 billion. They say that patients lose about 22% of their body weight, an average of 52 pounds. Avatar, the sequel, The Way of Water, sequel to the 2009 original, has a global gross of $1.38 billion. That is actually, although that sounds like a lot, that's the breaking point for the movie actually making any money. So $1.38 billion and they haven't made a dime yet, but surely they will. The first Avatar was the number one movie in America for 7 weeks. Coming up next, Bill O'Reilly will be here with his message of the day. Can Joe Biden solve anything? Bill is next.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. It is the first official work day of the new year, 2023. And American workers are really up against it because President Biden is suspect when it comes to problem solving. How about the border? 2 years. That problem's getting worse. How about inflation? All Americans are paying far more for almost everything than they did before Biden took office. How about a looming recession? We don't know yet what the economic climate will be this year, but already layoffs are occurring in the financial industry and the high-tech industry. How about economic pressure on the less affluent? It is reported that most Americans now live paycheck to paycheck. That means if you get laid off, if you get sick, you're in big trouble. All of this can be stemmed back to poor leadership. Problems are not being solved by Joe Biden. In fact, Mr. Biden has spent more time away from the White House in his first 2 years than any other president in history. He's in Delaware, he's in Martha's Vineyard, he's in the American Virgin Islands, he's living large. But the American worker is not living large. And I'm going to keep an eye on this closely this new year. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, BillO'Reilly.com has it. And you can reach me easily, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. Let's go to Bob in Orlando, Florida. Bill, now that it is becoming clear the FBI had the Hunter Biden laptop for nearly a year before the 2020 presidential election and likely knew what was on it, including evidence the Biden family was influence peddling. Question I have is, why would the FBI want to protect and elect a corrupt president? I think the answer to the question, Bob, and it's a good one, is that the FBI hated Donald Trump. And you can see it time and time and time again. And they put, the Bureau did, its hatred of Trump above ethics, morals, the law. That's my reading, and we'll see how it bears out when Congress begins investigating this in January. Lee Pier, South Dakota. You're right, O'Reilly, times have changed. Went to the market today, lettuce $5 a pound. Read a headline in the paper that more and more people are living below the poverty line, yet they keep voting in the same people that are causing this. Well, my message to them, live with it. You voted for it. Good literally. I think that we have to take responsibility for our votes. Barbara, Durham, North Carolina. Bill, you ask, why do people keep voting against their interests? Because they don't believe anything will change. That's a little cynical, Barbara, but there's something to it. It's more, look, if I'm getting entitlements from the government, I'm not going to interrupt this train. That's what this is all about. So people with lower incomes overwhelmingly vote for Democratic candidates. In a moment, something you might not know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 55 years ago today, a Dallas nightclub owner who killed the assassin of John F. Kennedy died himself in a local hospital. Here is the story of Jack Ruby. Jacob Rubinstein was born in Chicago, 1911, the son of Polish immigrants. He never graduated high school, spent years working odd jobs. During World War II, Ruby served in the Army as an aircraft mechanic. By the late 1940s, he moved to Dallas, opened a string of nightclubs and illegal gambling halls. Throughout his shady career, Jack Ruby made connections with both the mob and members of local law enforcement in Dallas. On November 24th, 1963, 2 days after Kennedy's assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald was brought to the basement of the Dallas police headquarters before being transferred to a secure prison. A crowd gathered to watch the departure. At 11:20 a.m., Oswald walked into the room. Ruby, wearing a dark suit and gray fedora, shot the assassin in the stomach with a Colt revolver. Oswald was taken to Parkland Hospital, where he died in surgery. Ruby charged with murder. He later claimed he killed Oswald so Jackie Kennedy would not have to return to Dallas for a murder trial. In March 1964, a Texas jury found Jack Ruby guilty of murder, sentenced him to death. 3 years later, however, a court reversed that decision because of so-called improper testimony. Before the second trial was to take place, Jack Ruby was admitted to Parkland Hospital, the same place where Kennedy and Oswald died, with pneumonia. On January 3, 1967, he passed away at the age of 55 from a blood clot. And here's something else you might not know. The hat worn by Jack Ruby while he was shooting Oswald was recently sold at a Dallas auction. In 2009, a collector paid $60,000 for that hat. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.